请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Football is a popular sport.
足球是一项受欢迎的运动。
Two teams play in a game.
两支队伍参加一场比赛。
Each team has 11 players.
每个队有11名球员。
The players wear special clothes.
球员们穿着特别的衣服。
A football match lasts 90 minutes.
一场足球比赛持续90分钟。
The field is green and big.
田野是绿色且大的。
The ball is round and can roll.
球是圆的，并且能够滚动。
Players kick the ball with their feet.
球员们用他们的脚踢球。
Players cannot use their hands.
球员不能使用他们的手。
Only the goalkeeper can use hands.
只有守门员可以用手。
A goal is when the ball goes into the net.
一个进球是当球进入网中。
The team with most goals wins.
进球最多的队获胜。
Players run to move fast on the field.
球员们在场上快速奔跑。
Passing is when a player kicks the ball to a teammate.
传球是当球员将球踢给队友的时候。
Good passing helps teams play better.
良好的传球有助于球队表现更好。
Players need to practice skills.
玩家需要练习技能。
Dribbling is moving the ball with feet.
运球是用脚移动球。
Football is a fun and healthy sport.
足球是一项有趣且健康的运动。
Ronnie O'Sullivan and Layla Ruas decided to move to Dubai.
罗尼、奥沙利文和莱拉、鲁阿斯决定搬到迪拜。
They wanted a fresh start abroad.
他们想要一个新的开始，在国外。
Dubai is a city with many tall buildings.
迪拜是一座拥有许多高楼的城市。
They found a nice apartment near the beach.
他们在海滩附近找到了一套漂亮的公寓。
Every morning, Ronnie goes for a walk along the shore.
每天早晨，罗尼沿着海岸散步。
Layla enjoys the warm weather and sunny days.
莱拉享受温暖的天气和阳光明媚的日子。
They made friends with their neighbors.
他们和他们的邻居交朋友了。
On weekends, they visit the local markets to buy fresh food.
在周末，他们参观当地市场，购买新鲜食物。
Ronnie practices his snooker skills every day.
罗尼每天练习他的斯诺克技能。
Layla explores art galleries and museums in the city.
莱拉在城市里探索艺术画廊和博物馆。
The couple enjoys trying new restaurants with different food.
这对夫妇喜欢尝试不同食物的新餐厅。
They love walking in the park during the evening.
他们喜欢在公园里傍晚散步。
Ronnie feels happy with the new life.
罗尼对新生活感到快乐。
Layla is excited to learn more about the culture.
莱拉很兴奋能更多地了解文化。
They take photos of the beautiful city and its lights.
他们拍摄美丽城市的照片及其灯光。
The days are warm and the nights are calm.
白天温暖，夜晚宁静。
Ronnie and Layla look forward to many happy years in Dubai.
罗尼和莱拉期待在迪拜度过许多幸福的年头。
They feel lucky to have this new experience.
他们感觉很幸运能拥有这次新的体验。
Social media has become an important part of our daily lives.
社交媒体已成为我们日常生活的重要部分。
It helps people stay connected with their friends and family.
它帮助人们与他们的朋友和家人保持联系。
Many users spend several hours a day browsing social networks.
许多用户每天花几个小时浏览社交网络。
These platforms allow people to share news, photos, and videos instantly.
这些平台允许人们立即分享新闻、照片和视频。
Social media also influences how we receive and interpret the news.
社交媒体也影响我们如何接收和解读新闻。
Many people get their news from social media rather than traditional newspapers.
许多人从社交媒体获取他们的新闻，而不是传统报纸。
This change means that news spreads much faster than before.
这个变化意味着新闻传播比以前更快。
However, this speed can sometimes cause the spread of misinformation.
然而，这种速度有时可能导致错误信息的传播。
False information can lead to confusion and fear among users.
错误信息可能导致用户之间的困惑和恐惧。
It is important to check the reliability of news before sharing it.
在分享之前， 检查新闻的可靠性很重要。
Many people use social media to learn new things and follow current events.
许多人使用社交媒体来学习新事物并关注当前事件。
It has created new opportunities for businesses to reach customers directly.
它已经为企业直接接触客户创造了新的机会。
Advertising on social media can be targeted to specific audiences.
社交媒体上的广告可以针对特定的受众。
However, there are concerns about privacy and data security.
然而，人们对隐私和数据安全存在担忧。
Users should be careful about the personal information they share online.
用户应该对他们在线分享的个人信息保持谨慎。
Social media can have positive effects on society when used responsibly.
社交媒体在负责任使用时，能够对社会产生积极影响。
It helps people communicate easily and quickly across the world.
它帮助人们轻松且快速地沟通，遍及全球。
In conclusion, social media is a powerful tool that affects many areas of life.
总之，社交媒体是一种强大的工具，影响生活的许多领域。
The Industrial Revolution was a period of major industrialization during the late 18th and early 19th centuries.
工业革命是18世纪末至19世纪初重大工业化的一个时期。
It began in Great Britain and eventually spread to other parts of the world.
它始于大不列颠，最终传播到世界的其他部分。
One of the key inventions was the steam engine, which revolutionized transportation and manufacturing.
关键发明之一是蒸汽机，它革新了交通和制造业。
Factories began to replace traditional handcrafts, increasing production capacity significantly.
工厂开始取代传统手工艺品，显著提高了生产能力。
Urbanization accelerated as people moved to cities in search of work.
城市化加速了，人们为寻找工作搬到了城市。
This shift caused both economic growth and social challenges.
这一变化导致了经济增长和社会挑战。
Workers faced long hours and often unsafe working conditions in factories.
工人在工厂面对长时间和经常不安全的工作条件。
These hardships eventually led to the rise of labor unions.
这些困难最终导致了工会的兴起。
Labor unions fought for better wages, shorter workdays, and safer environments.
劳工联合会为更好的工资、更短的工作日和更安全的环境而斗争。
Technological innovations such as the spinning jenny and power loom transformed textile manufacturing.
技术创新，如纺纱针妮机和动力织机，改变了纺织制造业。
These machines dramatically increased production speed and efficiency.
这些机器显著提高了生产速度和效率。
Communication improvements like the telegraph helped connect distant regions.
通信改进如电报，帮助连接了遥远的地区。
Railroads expanded rapidly, facilitating trade and movement of people.
铁路迅速扩展，促进了贸易和人员流动。
This infrastructure growth contributed to the rise of new economic powers.
这项基础设施的增长促成了新兴经济大国的崛起。
However, the period also led to environmental degradation and urban overcrowding.
然而，这一时期也导致了环境恶化和城市过度拥挤。
Modern society still grapples with these consequences of rapid industrial growth.
现代社会仍在努力应对快速工业增长的这些后果。
Overall, the Industrial Revolution marked a turning point in history, shaping the economic and social landscape of today.
总体而言，工业革命标志着历史的一个转折点，塑造了当今的经济和社会格局。
Education systems worldwide are undergoing profound transformations driven by technological advancements and changing societal needs.
全球的教育系统正在经历由技术进步和不断变化的社会需求推动的深刻变革。
With the rise of digital tools, traditional classrooms are evolving into hybrid environments that facilitate personalized learning experiences.
随着数字工具的兴起，传统教室正在演变为促进个性化学习体验的混合环境。
Teachers are adapting by integrating artificial intelligence to tailor educational content to individual student needs.
教师正在通过整合人工智能来调整教育内容，以满足个别学生的需求。
Moreover, lifelong learning has become an essential component, as rapid changes require constant skill renewal and adaptability.
此外，终身学习已成为一个重要组成部分，因为快速的变化需要不断的技能更新和适应性。
Educational institutions must rethink curricula to foster critical thinking, creativity, and digital literacy.
教育机构必须重新思考课程，以促进批判性思维、创造力和数字素养。
Access to education remains a challenge in many regions, highlighting the need for inclusive policies and infrastructure development.
教育获取在许多地区仍然是一个挑战，强调了包容性政策和基础设施发展的必要性。
Governments and private sectors are collaborating to bridge gaps through innovative funding models and technology deployment.
政府和私营部门正在合作，通过创新的资金模式和技术部署来弥合差距。
Students now have unprecedented opportunities to engage with global communities and diverse perspectives digitally.
学生们现在拥有前所未有的机会，以数字方式与全球社区和多样的观点互动。
However, equal access requires addressing socioeconomic disparities and improving digital infrastructure globally.
然而，平等的访问需要解决社会经济差异，并改善全球数字基础设施。
Educators emphasize the importance of cultivating emotional intelligence alongside technical skills to prepare students for complex challenges.
教育者强调培养情商的重要性，同时培养技术技能，以准备学生应对复杂的挑战。
Interdisciplinary approaches are gaining traction, encouraging collaboration between science, arts, and humanities.
跨学科方法日益受到重视，促进科学艺术和人文学科之间的合作。
Furthermore, assessments are evolving from traditional exams to continuous evaluation methods that capture real-world competencies.
此外，评估正从传统考试向持续评估方法发展，这些方法能够捕捉现实世界的能力。
Technological literacy is becoming as fundamental as reading and writing were in previous generations.
技术素养正变得和过去几代人的阅读和写作一样基础。
Parents and communities play crucial roles in supporting this dynamic educational landscape by fostering supportive environments.
父母和社区在支持这个充满活力的教育环境中发挥着关键作用，通过促进支持性环境。
The integration of virtual and augmented reality opens new possibilities for immersive and experiential learning.
虚拟现实和增强现实的整合为沉浸式和体验式学习开辟了新的可能性。
Ethical considerations regarding data privacy and algorithmic bias are becoming central concerns in educational technology.
有关数据隐私和算法偏见的伦理考量正成为教育技术领域的核心关注点。
Continuous professional development for educators ensures they remain competent amid rapidly evolving tools and methodologies.
持续的专业发展确保教育者在迅速发展的工具和方法论中保持胜任力。
Ultimately, the future of education depends on a collaborative effort between policymakers, educators, students, and society to adapt constructively.
最终，教育的未来取决于政策制定者、教育者、学生和社会之间的协作努力，以建设性的方式进行适应。
The rapid evolution of artificial intelligence presents unprecedented ethical challenges that demand careful scrutiny.
人工智能的快速演变带来了前所未有的伦理挑战，这些挑战需要仔细审查。
Foremost among these concerns is the question of accountability when autonomous systems make decisions that impact human lives.
在这些关切中，最重要的是关于责任的问题，当自主系统做出影响人类生命的决定时。
The delegation of moral responsibility to machines poses profound philosophical dilemmas that intersect with legal frameworks.
将道德责任委托给机器引发深刻的哲学困境，这些困境与法律框架相交织。
Moreover, the opacity of machine learning algorithms complicates the transparency essential for ethical governance.
此外，机器学习算法的模糊性使得伦理治理所必须的透明度变得复杂。
Ethicists argue that without interpretability, the public cannot adequately assess the risks or benefits posed by AI systems.
伦理学家认为，如果缺乏可解释性，公众无法充分评估人工智能系统带来的风险或收益。
There is also an ongoing debate about the moral status of artificial agents and whether they can possess rights or responsibilities.
此外，还有关于人工代理的道德地位以及他们是否能够拥有权利或责任的持续辩论。
The potential for bias embedded in training data highlights the need for rigorous fairness assessments to prevent discriminatory outcomes.
训练数据中潜在的偏见凸显了进行严格公平性评估以防止歧视性结果的必要性。
Ensuring that AI technologies augment human capabilities without eroding privacy rights is paramount.
确保人工智能技术增强人类能力，同时不侵蚀隐私权至关重要。
In parallel,Questions about data ownership and consent have garnered increasing attention among policymakers and civil society.
与此同时，关于数据所有权和同意的问题在政策制定者和公民社会中引起了越来越多的关注。
International collaboration is imperative to establish norms that transcend jurisdictional boundaries and cultural differences.
国际合作对于建立超越司法管辖界限和文化差异的规范至关重要。
Such global standards could underpin the responsible deployment of AI in sectors ranging from healthcare to finance.
此类全球标准能够支持在从医疗保健到金融等各个领域负责任地部署人工智能。
However, the pace of innovation frequently outstrips regulatory mechanisms, creating a persistent lag that exacerbates ethical dilemmas.
然而，创新的步伐经常超越监管机制，造成持久的滞后。加剧了伦理困境。
Consequently, interdisciplinary cooperation among technologists, ethicists, lawmakers, and social scientists is essential.
因此，技术专家、伦理学家、立法者和社会科学家之间的跨学科合作是必不可少的。
Public engagement mechanisms must be designed to foster inclusive dialogues that incorporate diverse perspectives and values.
公共参与机制必须被设计以促进包容性对话，涵盖多样的观点和价值观。
Transparency reports and impact assessments are emerging as vital tools for building trust between developers and end users.
透明报告和影响评估正作为建立开发者与最终用户之间信任的重要工具逐渐出现。
Ethical AI development also requires continuous education and awareness raising to keep pace with swiftly changing technologies.
伦理的人工智能发展还需要持续的教育和意识提升，以跟上快速变化的技术步伐。
Governments must craft adaptable policies that balance innovation incentives with robust safeguards protecting societal interests.
各国政府必须制定能够适应的政策，平衡创新激励与强有力的保障措施，保护社会利益。
In summation, navigating the ethical landscape of AI demands a nuanced approach that harmonizes technological possibilities with human values and rights.
总结来说，导航人工智能的伦理环境需要一种细腻的方法，将技术可能性与人类价值和权利和谐统一。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。